The real hip hop, MCing, and DJing from your own mind, you know.
I guess right now we should start the show.
What up, Music City? This is ET, and you're listening to The Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFN LP, Pasquo, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville, radiofreenashville.org, 103.7 FM on your dial. And if you're west of the city, you're checking us out on 107.1. But again, we're always worldwide at radiofreenashville.org. Shout out to the station. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization owned and operated by people here in Music City. These are the people that do the programming, put on the events, keep the station up and running. So please support. You can make a tax-deductible donation to the station at radiofreenashville.org. The show is sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. Please go to nashvillefringefestival.org to check us out there. Get on the email list. You'll get information about things going on around the city. You can be in tune with what's happening when new music comes out. You can also listen to all of the previous radio broadcasts going back over 11 years now, which is pretty wild to think about it. We've been rocking with you guys for this long. But we're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Central. And the Nashville Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity of Nashville artists and to honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. You can also make a tax-deductible donation to the Fringe Festival at nashvillefringefestival.org. You know, these are both good organizations that really do a lot for music here in Music City. So do what you can do to support. Speaking of support, I've got an in-guest studio tonight. My homie Raw Proof is joining me, and we're going to show him some support and some love tonight. He's got a lot of new things he's working on, TV shows, new music, shows, tours. I mean, you're kind of doing it all. So Proof has been on the show a few times now, I believe. Yeah, you've been on it. Have you been on it with Al D as well?
Yes, most so, definitely. Glad so to be
Al
here.
D, yeah. Yeah, Al D, and I know we did a show. I think we did a show on a Zoom call one time. But anyways, man, it's good to have you back on the show. You know, I really want to dive into kind of what you got going on. And I've been lucky enough to be a part of your TV show that you've been putting together with the homie Pal Shadows. And so really, I want to kind of just, you know, let the people know what's happening in your world right now and talk about this show and everything else you got going on. So just, you know, let the people know what's happening.
Yo, so I am super stoked to be here. Let me say that first of all. I probably don't express it enough, but I'm like really grateful to have moved to Music City in 2021 while the pandemic was still happening. I was fortunate enough to purchase a new vehicle and have a good, reliable, you know, mode of transportation to get around the city, which is something I wanted to make sure I did before I moved to Nashville from Clarksville.
Right.
And there's just so much more to do in Nashville. I, you know, 931 love, but 615 is live, man. Yeah. You know, Clarksville just got a roundabout and they done gave it a name. They call it the Ronda Roundabout. And you got people out there seeing who can do the most laps around it. And there's a camera on it. And the Channel 4 News is like showing it as a highlight of, you know, people trying to figure out, you know, some fun to create over there. But over here in Nashville, man, there's like not enough time in a day or a week to like do as much as I want to do, you know. So I'm very grateful to be here, and I'm very grateful to have made a couple ideas, you know, as they say, manifest. So me and Pile Shadows have gotten together. And, you know, you and I have gotten together and worked on some stuff. And I just kind of had to find the heads that I was vibing with and, you know, where the magnetic attraction was there. And for the creativity to come out and spark and create some fire. So we got the TV show rolling, man.
Yeah.
The Going In Show.
Yeah, The Going In Show. Which comes out every Monday, I believe. Yeah.
Every once a month.
Okay.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
We've been pretty consistent these last 5 months. I like to call it TGIS now. I just did like a logo up in Photoshop, and I'm constantly picking at it, and, you know, just trying to tighten it up and clean it up and make sure everything looks as clean as we can possibly make it.
Yeah.
But of course, the most important part is the content and the theme. Pal Shadows just came up with it one day, you know, just came out of his mouth like a freestyle. And he's like, how about a platform to build on racial and cultural relations from a hip hop perspective? I was like, dude, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then it came down to record the first episode, and he totally forgot about it. I'm like, look, I wrote it down for you. You created it. This is what you say. But yeah, man.
So, I was lucky enough to be the musical guest on the first Going In show. Much love for allowing me to do that. I really appreciate that. So I'm curious. So it sounds like you guys were throwing out ideas of a show. So even before that, what even brought the conversation to you guys wanting to do a TV show?
Yeah, great question. It was just those conversations, those phone conversations, you know, that's my favorite form of communication. If it's not, you know, person to person, it's over the phone. I prefer to talk over the phone than text and email. And so just him building with me over the phone and us just having regular conversation. But then, you know, both of us have kind of traveled and lived in different parts of the country. So I guess, you know, we have enough experience to like be able to talk about several different topics, whether it's hip hop related or culture related or race related or how they all can intermingle. So yeah, man, we definitely just bouncing these different, not necessarily debating, but maybe debating, like healthy debating, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a very interesting show, because you guys definitely touch on topics a lot of people are afraid of, and some of those difficult conversations, and to get the perspective of, you know, from this, as you call yourself, this so-called white dude, Raw Proof, and Pal Shadows, who's very knowledgeable about his history. That's what I enjoy about the show. So you said you guys both traveled a lot. Is that due to like military reasons? Is that why you've kind of been all these different places?
Yeah, to a degree. As a child, you know, my father was in the Army, so we definitely moved the first decade.
Yeah.
And then after high school, or maybe before I got out of high school, I was kind of on the move, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after high school, directly going to the West, the box state area, what they call like Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada. Yeah, just moving around. I mean, I sold magazines door to door.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I was
That's a hard job.
Yeah, I wasn't good at it.
Yeah, I did it over the phone, actually. I sat at a call center and sold magazine subscriptions on behalf of Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, man.
I hated every minute of it, but at the same time, I was amazing at it. So that's a very weird thing to hate something that you're very good at. And I used to sell a lot of them, but I didn't enjoy it. I didn't do it for very long. So you guys had the idea to do this show, the Going In show. Then you were throwing out ideas of kind of what the show was going to be about. You land on this idea. So then from there to bring that to fruition, you have this great idea, but then it's okay, what's the next step? Where do we record? Like, what do we do? What are, you know, I don't know what kind of knowledge you guys had beforehand. I'm sure you've learned a lot through it. So tell me a little bit about that process of taking this idea and actually, you know, making it a reality.
Yeah, man. So like, you know, these days, everybody loves to listen to podcasts and do podcasts. So of course that idea got thrown up in the air. I'm not gonna say it's it takes less maybe hands on, you know, people helping you to do a podcast. But I had already took these classes over at a nonprofit in the city over at NECAT, which is PEG Studio. They're located on campus at Nashville State Community College, the main campus there. I had already took a production one class there, just free.
Yeah.
And so I got my hands on a bunch of equipment and some experience doing that. And I had already told some friends about it, too. I was like, hey, you guys can go up here if you want to, you know, try your hand at film. They have some advanced audio classes. They have green screen classes, lighting classes, all these little side quest classes, I call them. But I have been sitting on, you know, this experience for like over a year. I just got, you know, I was done with production one, told some friends about it. They went and took production one. They went and took production two class.
Yeah.
Now they're further along than me. And they're like, Josh, yo, what should we do now? Should we, you know... I'm going to go volunteer on someone's show. I was like, cool, go for it. I was like, me?
Yeah, that experience.
I was like, for me, it was just the knowledge. I have the knowledge. Now I can apply this to, you know, creating social media content or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really, you know, planned on doing something, but I did always want to do something like this with one of my African-American friends because I have a handful of them that, you know, we have these conversations about race and culture. So anyway, pretty much I told Powell about it. I'm like, look, man, I got this place. We can do it here, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I need you to go up there and take the production one class as well. So he took the class. He took the 8-hour class. Got
Is
his
it
hands
required
dirty.
Because you're both sort of part of the show that you had to, that he had to do that?
Yep. Because they don't want nobody breaking tens of thousands of dollars of equipment.
Understandable.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's definitely required. He took the class. You know, he passed it, which, I mean, it's not a hard class to pass. Maybe if you break something, then you should fail. But you done broke a $5,000 light. Get out of here. Yeah, so then from there, we started getting busy. I was like, all right, man, let me go through. Actually, I took production two, probably either shortly before him or after him, but once I got that out the way, I'm like, all right, dude, we got this now. You know, I learned all the rules, stuff you can say, stuff you can't say.
Yeah.
Which it's not bad. I mean, you can pretty much say whatever you want, but they're gonna put you at a certain time slot because now, instead of having a podcast, we have an actual TV show with the, you know, a full production, 4 or 5 people helping to put it together. And we're aired on channel 19 on Comcast cable, channel 99 through AT&T UVerse cable on Mondays at 8 p.m. And we have like we have the potential of having like, I think it's 80,000 to 100,000, you know, pairs of eyes on it. And then we can also, we own the content so we can chop it up and throw it on social media or YouTube and what have you.
So I'm, you know, also familiar with NECAT a little bit. We did the sit-in mixtape with Just Bam and Al D. And, you know, that place to me is like, is again, it's a place where they give people an opportunity to come and create, to come and do what you want to do. And I always like organizations like that that really open their doors to artists and not, you know, charge a crazy amount of money to come in and do this stuff, but really give them that spot to grow and experiment and put out all this material. You know, I did public access shows a long time ago when I was probably 18, 19, I guess. You know, we had to go, we went to a guy's house and he had a camcorder set up and we would spend the night writing a song, recording the song, and then recording a video to the song. Imagine how hard it is to film a video to a song that you just wrote and don't know the words to, and you're trying to sit there and figure out what you said. But it was fun, man. We had a great time doing it. But yeah, we had to record it to tape, and then he had to send the tape into the station, and then the station would get it up and running. But we had a very popular show. People tuned in, and obviously there wasn't, you know, the internet barely existed back then, so you didn't have all the avenues where you can put all this content out. And then you talked about what you can and can't say. I'm sure it's a little bit different in radio. We obviously have to, you know, the whole FCC sort of tells us what we can and can't say, and we typically have to have a meeting about that. But that's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that people don't realize, you know, when you do shows, all the things that you have to learn and the knowledge that you have to have and the support group that you have to really execute it and see it grow. So how many episodes in are we now?
We are five deep, and we just filmed our sixth. And I guess my goal is to get to like 10 episodes before the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know, 10 to 12. But yeah, we're doing pretty good, you know, with meeting that goal.
Can you give us some insight on the sixth episode that's coming out next?
Oh, yeah. We have our first guest, which is Audeli. He's a Nashville MC, Persian American. First generation, his parents were migrants from the Persian area, the Middle East, and so we just picked his brain, you know, about his culture. You know, the other part of our show, the other theme is that, you know, as you said, we speak on subjects that most people are scared to touch because, you know, we don't get offended easily. You know, we all got thick skin. So, like, where some people would be like, oh, you know, don't ask him that, you know. Mm-hmm. We're like, nah, man. We're like, why this? Why that? You know, because we're genuinely curious and we have good intentions. And I think I like to surround myself with people like that.
You know? No doubt. So you said you kind of dove into his culture. Was part of that, what is the hip-hop culture sort of where, you know, where his family comes from? Or was it just more of, you know, general family type culture?
We quizzed him about both. Yeah. You know, Powell definitely was curious to know, like, how did you get introduced to hip hop? Mm-hmm. You know, what was your, you know, who introduced you to it?
Yeah.
Which specific groups were you listening to? Yeah. So he definitely spoke on that.
That's real interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't wait to watch it and see what he actually says.
Yeah, man.
So you said you're trying to get out 10 by the end of the year. Where do you see the going in show after episode 10?
That's a good question. You know, from the jump, we had a bunch of ideas and we wrote everything down, and I would like to see it evolve and to include comedy sketch skits. You know, maybe like one or two just for some comedy relief. Maybe change it up. Instead of having live performances, we might do freestyle sessions or maybe something along the lines, if anybody remembers Big Tigger in the Basement.
Yeah.
Where we kind of just throw on a beat and you just spit bars, you know.
Yeah.
We recently had Malcolm Dwayne's cousin, MD, known as It's Jaleel. We had Jaleel on there. And he performed a song, and it'll be on the next episode. That I think, yeah, it'll come out this Monday.
Yeah,
I guess after your show, actually.
Yeah, tonight.
After your show, so, yeah, tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
At tune in. 8 p.m. on YouTube, you can check it out. At the Going In Show, no G on Going, but yeah, Jaleel just spit like straight bars. I mean, he did a song that he wrote, but it was like no hook. Yeah. Or it was like one of those songs where they kind of sneak the hook in there, like the hook is the first four bars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked his performance. So yeah, I'm thinking if we just, you know, we might switch it up and just have cats come in there and just spit their hardest bars, you know.
Yeah.
In the booth type stuff. Actually, in the control room is where I would like to do it. Just have them in the control room.
Yeah. That would look good visually for sure. So what's something that maybe, you know, going into creating this TV show, what's something that maybe you thought was going to be difficult that ended up being easy, or maybe you thought that was going to be easy that ended up being really hard or challenging?
Great question. Coordinating people, you know, just like, you know, I'm kind of like responsible to coordinate everybody's schedules, make sure everyone's on the same page, make sure everybody is able to make it. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, man, like probably like 100%. Yeah. 100% of the time that I've scheduled and booked the studio is because somebody else canceled. So I'm just grabbing these slots as they come because I mean, big ups to Kneecap. They have over 350 members. I think they just got 300 new ones like this past year.
Wow.
And so the scheduling is crazy booked because they only have one film studio. Blessed be them. They're supposed to be moving to another location where they'll have a lot more room. But
maybe multiple studios.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. So you grab up these cancellations. So that means it could be a matter of tomorrow type thing, or
usually like, not that fast.
Okay.
At least like 4 to 7 days.
Okay.
But I mean,
even still, a lot of people's schedules are already made out, you know, a week or two in advance. So
yeah, most people are. Most people plan like that. But the guys and girls that I have working with me, they just they've been coming through, and big ups to them. Big ups to Amber Vasaki, Nate Roberts, aka Eliminate, John Blackwell, and big ups to Samantha at Kneecat. She's the audio engineer. She went to school for it all, and now she gets to utilize her skills there and help out so many people.
Yeah, Sam's great. So what's the YouTube channel again?
youtube.com/@TheGoingInShow. I think a lot of people don't know that, but you can go to YouTube and type in the at sign and then type in, you know, like I guess like the name of the channel, mm-hmm. and it'll pop up just like on Instagram. But The Going In Show, all one word, no G on going.
No doubt. So along with The Going In Show, I know you're working on new music. I've listened to a lot of it. We're probably going to have an opportunity to get to some of it tonight. So you're working on an album. You and I and Aldeli, who we just spoke of, did a little photo shoot the other day for a track, which it ended up being amazing, the picture that you got and how you got it and sort of the one take that you got it. But so that was real cool. But so tell us a little bit about the album, you know, kind of where you are, what it's about, what you've been working on, when we might be able to expect to hear that next Raw Proof joint.
All right. Well, if you backtrack and go listen to my last album called On the Creek, the reason why I call that one On the Creek, because being on the creek and kayaking and, you know, being out in nature, that's something that really got me, it helped out a lot with my mental health, everything, you know. And so I named it that because I thought it was very important that I express that part of my life experience. And then so moving forward, you know, back then I was kayaking, but I would drink a fifth and talk to God. That's what I would always say. You know, I'm going kayaking. I'm going to drink some whiskey and talk to God.
Yeah.
And now I've actually been sober for just a little over 3 years.
Nice, man. Congrats.
And so this album is called Inner Power. And I think it's just a continuation of, you know, watching or, you know, having that development evolve and just try to get better with time as a person in general. And some of the songs reflect that, including the one that UI and Aldeli did called Getting Closer, which is a song where we kind of like give praise to our higher power and, you know, show some gratitude.
Yeah, no doubt. So how far along would you say you are on the album at this point?
Just got I'm just polishing it up now. We're just putting some shine on it and making it shine, you know, making each song sound the best we possibly can for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all mixed, it's all recorded, it's all mixed, all the features are there. I got quite a few features too. I counted them. It was like, it took, including the producer, you know, all the producers, just like 12 people.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, dang, I actually how to coordinate those collaborations and make this and make that happen. So yeah, I'm kind of proud of it because this is all done independently. Yeah. We don't have no managers, you know, coordinating this or that. It's just me reaching out to people. And, you know, actually, the funny story about this album is that it started out as a mixtape.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to do a mixtape and I wanted to see how many people I could have jump on it. So, like, for quite a few of the songs, I was like, look, I got all these tracks from my producer, Eddie B, that were salvaged.
Dope tracks.
You know what I'm saying? And they were salvaged from a computer that crashed. My friend Dirt Bike Mike, he salvaged what he could. I just had wave files. The beats kind of sound like some Dilla type stuff where they're not really tracked out. They're just kind of like thrown together. Mm-hmm. And so I just had people come through, spit verses. But then I was like, all right, you got a verse. Now I'm inspired because, like I said, I'm grateful to be here. I'm inspired by this verse that this dope MC done wrote and recorded, you know. Mm-hmm. So then I write something, you know, they record it over at my spot. I go record mine over at my man's spot. And then my man, Eddie B, he mixes it together. And then me and Eddie create a hook, whether it's a scratch hook or whatever. Like, one of my favorite songs on my album is me and MC McNutt, you know. Eddie made the hook come to life. I had this idea to sample Bubba Sparks and Old Dirty Bastard. I really had a good time creating this album because I got to work with so many dope lyricists mm-hmm. here in Nashville. You know, Nashville obviously is filled with talent from all different genres of music.
That's a wild story because it's strange, but literally my album is, I have the same exact story. It started as a mixtape. It's on my computer. It's literally labeled ET Secret Mixtape because I was working on it in secret too. And I didn't want even anybody to know that it was happening, but I started to get a bunch of features and was like working with dope people. And I was like, all right, well maybe this is going to turn into this feature thing. And that has now evolved to half of my album started with that mixtape thing and is going to be on the new album that I'm working on. So that's pretty wild that actually is the same story.
Yeah.
And the fact that your stuff also like came from crash computers, like it was meant to be, you know what I mean? Like these tracks were meant to be, this music was saved for a reason to live on forever now. That's
but
dope.
You know, but you know, E.T., I always say, like, you know, cause people ask that question, like, why do you, you know, what makes you want to do music? And I've pondered on that question from time to time and try to, you know, really think about it. But it was always a way to have fun with my friends, mm-hmm. you know, from the jump, from the start. It was like, this was a way that we played basketball. We did this, we did that. And now we're doing music and you're into it. And you're into it as much as I was. And we should get together and do it because it's just funner to do. Now, the writing, I usually enjoy writing by myself.
Yeah.
But I am also open to doing that in the studio as well. Mm-hmm. So
I'm the same. I think I write better by myself, but I enjoy that writing room. You know, when you're with other people, and sometimes you know those gems come out of that, and sometimes it's just practice. You know,
true.
But yeah, because I, you know, but as I get older too, it's harder for me to spend tons of time in the studio. So it's nice to have the home lab set up or, you know, the end of the night, the wife and the kids go to bed and I can just sort of work and write. But there is something about the creative mind when you are sort of in the studio and you know, that environment is very inspiring to me. And I enjoy writing in those kind of scenarios.
Definitely.
I just linked up with my man, Scotty the Third, recently at his studio and we were making some stuff and, you know, it's just I enjoy same as you, man. I like to work with creative people and get out and do stuff like that. It sort of, you know, it just to me, man. I believe in that, in energy and sort of positivity and things like that. And I think good things happen when you work with other people that sort of have that same mindset, you know.
No doubt.
So we got some music tonight we're going to get to. We've got some stuff off the new album. We got some stuff off previous project. So we want to try to get to as much as we can tonight. So let's kick it off. We got two joints here from Raw Proof. We've got Farmville and then Arnold Drummond. Give the listeners a little info about these tracks.
Yeah, man, these tracks are off the album Bleakmatic, which is myself and Strychnine. And together we go by the duo Defter, D-E-F-T-E-R. What does Defter mean? Well, Defter means more skilled. So you skilled, we Defter. We are more skilled and intact and able.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? To get the job done. So yeah, this song, Farmville, this is a concept out of Strychnine's mind. He wanted to do a song from the perspective of mass, the growing in production and killing of mass amounts of animals.
Yeah.
So he raps from the perspective of a chicken. I rap from the perspective of a pig. And our good friend Size, he raps from the perspective of a cow. And we just talk about what it's like to live in a, basically, you know, live just to die.
Yeah.
So somebody can eat you. We're not vegetarians by any means, but we would like to shout this song to all the organizations out there that do promote the humane way of killing animals and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, no doubt. Yeah.
The other joint, Arnold Drummond. Arnold Drummond is the name of an actor that played on a TV show called Different Strokes. Yep. And he obviously was very short in stature, and the song is very short. So we're just spitting, tossing it back and forth.
Gary Coleman, the actor that played Gary Arnold Coleman. Drummond. Yeah, yes, I remember that show well. So. All right, well, let's jump into it. We got Raw Proof in the studio tonight.
Yeah.
We're about to check out Farmville and Arnold Drummond. My name is E.T. This is The Fringe Radio Show.
They call me dirty, filthy, unclean, and unfit. Come on, y'all, take a look at this environment. They don't like Muslims, and Muslims don't like me. Comparing me to cops, but I don't bother nobody. Just here trying to eat and feed my seeds. But y'all won't let me sleep, judge me by my feet. Pacing in my stall, today's the day they said that I'ma be hauled off. But I don't even know the cause. And all I call family are with me. Leaving the farm, passing through a bunch of cities. Probably saw us, I know we saw y'all. Paused at a red light, y'all was playing on your phones. I was itching in my drawers, feeling sick. They prod and they prick till they got us up off the ship. Now I can tell that we have arrived to our final destination, and we probably won't survive. They shocked and they gassed and they killed my fam right in front of my eyes. But that's not my demise. Kicking and I'm screaming and I let a world out. Wish my fans from the south would come and bail me out. But no one's coming, I'll be damned if I stay in this dungeon. I broke loose and started running away from the chains, away from the grave, away from the barbed wire fence that kept us all enslaved. Bowel movements intravenously injected with growth hormones to your dome. No family and no home. Foul homicide, chicken genocide, KLC the Kroger. Pop wings from bird shoulder. Pride to evidence, rotisserie bug, mite bright. Shear the skeleton, refrigerate fleshed in check. Seed the gelatin. This ain't a game, being game for human consumption. They'll even eat your brains, it ain't nothing. Try to stay clucking, kicking my feet, hope for release. Daydreams that I fly like geese. Then back to reality, I'm nothing but poetry. Living solely for the reason of them killing me slowly. Time.
was revered as divine. Not treated no better than swine. A murderous operandi, a barbaric design. A systematic elimination of my kind. A genocide with an ad campaign. This hate is worldwide. Humans have devolved out of their mind. Separate my women from my children so you can homogenize. Behind mass propaganda, the animal hides. Top of the food chain, so we forced to fall in line. And now it's wild, wow, how thou, brown cow. The motherland's the second largest importer now. How can you praise me and sell me how? Raised and adorned in Nepal, but now a trade or commodity, arrow on the dow. The greener grass is the path to the slaughterhouse. A vicious repetition, they never raise the brow. I turned the other cheek to have that cheek cut out. 5-18 till I'm finished and I'm out. Into the next victim of the bolt pistol pow. Holy cow, pain raised on the feed like foul. Trapped in the grind and the stakes is high. An evil out to the doors, the prophet, the vampire paired with fries. Society turns the blind eye. Intellect, total heroic. Yeah, get ready, yeah. I freak flows. I'm natural poet. Create each bar with an unnatural focus. Plague on the 8th day, unnatural locust. My mind spray, don't get hit by the shrapnel. Remember, I'm a titan of rap, don't get tackled. Bring heavy arms to the house, I Google map you. Walk straight to your front door and slap you.
Tennessee, Mike Titan with a sword for a tongue. Never taught. Not now, I'm married to the fun. Honest, loyal, pot full of turmoil. Shove a stake through a zombie, make a snake coil. Cooking in the kitchen and I'm boiling up the roots. Extorting all the frauds while I'm serving up the truth. Anyone can get it, black, white, male, female. Crush your brittle bones like with sand is to seashells.
Sharpen every detail, the crown of thorns. Know the shit is on when the kid perform, that's my word is born. I ride the unicorn, it never ended story. But more gory, the bloody oratory when I tell my story. Ain't nothing you can do for me, but support me. I'm married to my art and it ends like Kirk and Courtney. You can't avoid me. The fetus made it out the womb, and even when I die on full moons, I'm coming out the tomb.
With a hand full of mud and a body full of blood. Heart pumping hard, still living what I love. Y'all do it for the likes and I do it just because. I like to talk spit and see a chick cut a rug. Go ahead and cut a bud off the tree, let it be. Roll one, hold one, then pass it to me. Sounds that you dug provided by Eddie B. We most definitely the heavyweights in Tennessee. If you test in the G, you can best take a seat, cause I'ma put you down where the rest of them be.
The best on the beat, certified fresh on the street. These cast contests, nothing less than defeat. Time is bleakmatic, the whole planet is rancid. We've broken all 10 commandments to be candid. The white girl Icelandic, looking like Bjork. Puff a last Newport, then pop a cork. Pour a glass at the haunted resort, something like The Shining. But I ain't murdering cats, I'm just rhyming. Record sales gone diamond, but I'm a loser. So it's time to get that novel advanced. Simon and Schuster.
With the maneuver, 2 cases in the cooler. My Abdullah got a ruler that'll shoot ya to the beach. It's all peace, it's all love and legacy. Bet on me, I'm up to speed. I breathe in this work, work. I'm the reason why your baby mama permanently twerks. The reason why you gotta get a drink after work. The reason why a bunch of y'all dig and just lurk. I will never understand, I just hit them where it hurts.
Bring us up in any spot, we can rock it out. Heavy beats, heavy bars, and we knock them out. Running up on any rapper, wanna run their mouth. Arnold Jordan, what you talking about? Bring us up in any spot, we can rock it out. Heavy beats, heavy bars, and we knock them out. Running up on any rapper, wanna run their mouth. Arnold Jordan, what you talking about?
Welcome back in to the Fringe Radio Show on WRFNLP, Pasquo, Tennessee, 103.7 FM on your dial. My name is E.T. Thanks for checking us out. We're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Central. Shout out to my co-host, Al D. He'll be in next week doing his thing. Make sure you guys keep tuning in. But tonight, we got Raw Proof. The proof is raw in the studio tonight. And we've been talking about what's going on in his world. Very busy man. Got the TV show happening, the Going In Show. Make sure you guys check that out on YouTube. You know, we got the album he's working on. And we're playing some joints from... It was Bleakmatic, right? That was the name of the album?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Bleakmatic.
Him and Strychnine going by Defter. And what does Defter mean again?
More skilled.
More skill. So essentially, they're just better than you.
More adept.
Well, we got some more music to play also off this same album. We're going to kick start it with The Basics Part 2. And then after that, we're going to hit you with Blindfold. So tell us a little bit about these joints.
The Basics Part 2, well, you have to check The Basics Part 1,
right,
which is the very first song on this album, Bleakmatic. But yeah, The Basics Part 2, as well as Blindfold, are part of the four additional tracks that we added to the album after we re-released it with new cover art. The cover art is a whole crazy story within itself. But yeah, Blindfold is a song where we are speaking on the ills of society, you know, the blatant corruption, and that was a fun song to make. Strychnine out of nowhere was like, let's sample Riders of the Storm, and I was like, what? He's laughing about it while he said it. I'm like, you sure you want to do this? Like, you're laughing, like you're joking around.
Yeah.
You know, I get kind of serious when it comes to my music. And so we sampled it, but he said, nah, check it out. We're going to sample it. And like right before they go, of the storm, we go, of the information. So we did it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, but it grew on me.
Yeah.
It grew on me. And we performed it live, Shadows Through. An event like the 50th year hip hop Nashville edition.
Yes.
We performed it live and it went over really well. And then just to rewind real quick, The Basics Part 2, like I said, you check out The Basics Part 1, first song on the album. We decided to call this one The Basics Part 2 because that's just how I started my verse. I was like, back to the basics, everybody face it, everything based off love and hatred.
Yeah.
And We sampled some real dope MCs that you normally wouldn't hear people sample. I think we sampled like Bun B and Del the Funky Homo Sapien on the hook.
Del.
You know, so we just kind of got some true lyricists from different parts of the country in there. But yeah, the beat is real bouncy. I guess a lot of people would call it trappish these days.
Yeah.
But that's Eddie B, man. Eddie B, he doesn't limit himself
diverse,
to
sure,
one lane. So he likes to experiment in all different lanes. So.
Got a whole folder of Eddie B beats. And yeah, man, it's the whole spectrum. You know, that's dope. Shout out to Eddie B.
Full spectrum.
Yeah, so let's go. We got The Basics Part 2. And after that, we got Blindfold. We'll be back after that. Raw Proof's in the building.
Yeah!
This is ET. You're tuned in to The Fringe Radio Show 103.7.
You know it.
Face it, everything based off love or hatred. Bang that sound, bring it back to the basement. Raw proof, now there ain't no replacement. All true, power gonna leave your face bent. Vinyl styles, gonna change where the game went. Y'all lose power, each and every statement I make. No debate, call it fake, call it fake. Raise the stakes, cut the brakes. What it takes for the place to erase and eradicate the enemy, we leave no trace. Later we can pay for the penalties. Right now I need you to follow me. Keep up with the pace of the movement, keep it moving. This is how we do it, say what you think. Think what you say, when you do what you say. Really get into it with no delay. This how I was raised, seen brighter days. Have all the answers, but the problem stays. So we kick down doors, create opportunities fluently. Fluently, we ruin the who to be stupidly. Choose to speak foolery. Jewelry used to be cool to me. Now it's a tool to me. Who sees the truth so crystal clear? Back intact and the mission's clear. Rappers are role models, insecure. Fathom the fans and pretend to care. Madhouse move like the military. I'm sitting there with a pistol here. Better yet, call it a fist of fear. Rappers better get they shot in gear. Best believe half of what you see and everything that you f***ing hear.
Basics, spacious, low top basics, Eminem and Dr. Dre, Muhammad Ali rap, I'm the greatest, smack my hey. Up, rhyme and say this, never been a sucker for the instigators, they lost their minds, they inclined to hate us, couldn't see the brothers as the inspirations, when we the gods of the dispensation, Jason Pinhead, Michael Myers, rap massage, new cars, kick ties, don't see
supplies, Griselda Blanco, ACOJ, Powder, White Bronco, me and Proof, Lone Ranger Tonto, talking about Bass Reeds, powerful black seeds, known to stack G's, monthly inventory, competitors get shot down, in the story,
don't hurt me again.
You got the sword, I got the sharp pen. The king is here, bow down when I walk in. Three out of four, I'm the one like Big Grim.
Big Grim.
Don't let me flame on. Make you invisible, expand the name on.
What?
The obituary column. Man versus man, you're just a damn golem. And that's far from a bro, but I know the YZ when the road covered in snow. It don't matter how high, it's gonna melt like the pop pop thing in a drive-by. And the dogs are Iditarod. White girl lay on the scale like Pat Benatar. Ada like Lecter, the best in the sector. Inspective architecture, yes,
basics, yes,
okay.
Basics.
Theology of the brain dead, misled kids devoured. 5G towers got our brain scoured, soured over another shooting. Hijacking in Houston, NYC they burning and looting. There's no solution, just stay with me. It's even the song, it's audio slavery.
I'm watching people watch Black Mirror irony. Headline news playing off your fear entirely. Marketing research, the digging don't stop. They know every character trait and personality.
Reality bites from the inside out. We walk about in a world where people murder for clout. Throw it out on 8chan. Darwin Awards, the new 8-man. Flying in the highest of heights. In outer space cans, oligarchs on the Twitter. People are bitter. The metadata in your phone is your babysitter.
The state's digging even deeper. They knew your license was suspended from the license plate reader.
Vintage wine society primed for hard times. Recession stock plummets in every headline. The rising crime, homeless vagabonds wearing drip from the 80s like Simon Le Bon.
Suicide rate on the rise. Inflation wearing the disguise of war. The broken chain of supplies. Crypto digital currency got the Fed shook. Missing out on tax money played off the books. But they are the crooks. That's the point of conception. The central bank ain't nothing but their biggest fucking weapon.
Riders on the information. Riders on the information. Riders on the information.
Life skills taught, illiterate to finance. Made it through high school under the bridge they set camp. Set fire to street trash, staying warm in the winter. But there's government property, you can't stay there.
My nigga bleed Matic in these times, you can't even say I. And the real keep dripping off fucking AI. Indictable crimes, hit the wrist, slap on the wrist. Ice Cube said a bitch is a bitch. If you go for the shit, be yourself or fall for the mind bender. As long as it's legal and green, it's fine tender. You can't make snowballs, milk, and dead winter. And no, it's not a shot at the cat.
Creating something out of nothing, that's the essence of it all. And they do that with the issues that only they can solve. I put a gun in your palm if you knew how to use it. But most of us woke folks ain't pursuing revolution.
Digital overload, witches with crossbows. A president over 80 years old, is that the code or the coda? Range Rover price with bad motor. Vodka with the club soda. White supremacists in North Dakota. Plotting global takeover. When capitalists remain the real cause. Avoid the new world holocaust.
Far from living in tune with the planet we inhabit. Just now figured out electric is better than the gases. It's all bad as population exponentially grows. The bottom line is still the dollar for the CEOs.
Riders on the information. Riders on the information. Riders on the information. Riders on the information. Riders on the information.
Welcome back. This is the Fringe Radio Show. You're tuned in on Radio Free Nashville 103.7. We're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Central. Tell a friend to tell a friend. But tonight we got the homie Raw Proof in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've been going through his some of his history, some of his present day, what's happening. And we've even talked about, you know, what's coming in the future for Raw Proof. I do want to go back because before that last segment, what you guys just heard, the basics part two and Blindfold, you mentioned a cover art story. Is that something we can dive into and maybe talk about a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to hear it.
So the whole album title, Bleakmatic, was also Strychnine's idea. Of course, it's a play off the classic album Illmatic. But we created this album and released it right before the pandemic started, like a few months before. And so, of course, bleak is like another word for desolate, and matic means the way in which one moves. So these are the way that we move within these desolate times.
Nice.
We had no idea that things were about to get real tight, you know, where people are going to be fighting over toilet paper and stuff. But
what a time.
So the album cover, there was an ATM that I discovered over in Aaron, Tennessee, which is kind of, you know, not too far from Dixon area for people in Nashville. Think like Dixon.
Yep. About an hour west.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But, man, you from here? Yeah, you're from here.
I'm not from here, but I've been here long enough
to claim it.
Yeah.
So there's an ATM in the middle of this field, and I drove by several times and I'm like, what is that? You know, and the lights were on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who in the world is going to hit up an ATM way out here other than like a meth? I don't know. So, you know, I mean, farmers got money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm like, what is this all about? And I was like, man, anyway, I need to take a picture in front of this because it just looks absurd, you know, very, very rare.
This is a conversation piece, sure.
So I hired a photographer.
Oh, you went all out. Yeah. I didn't just pull my phone out and take a selfie.
I hired a photographer. We all took a trip out there and we snapped a bunch of photos. And as we're snapping the photos, this guy drives by in a truck. And he's like, what you guys doing? I'm like, you know, all my friends are black. I'm like, let me handle this. Hey, man, we're just, you know, out here, you know, checking it out. He's like, oh, he said, yeah. Yo, go ahead. Take all the pictures you want. Everybody takes pictures out here, man. Me and my brother are the ones that put it out here. We put it out there just for that.
What?
I'm like, what? He said, yeah. He said, Google CNN ATM inside of a field. CNN covered it. Yeah, it made nationwide headline.
Or so not headline, the lights were fake or like...
The lights were real, but it didn't actually work.
Yeah, okay.
These two blood brothers, they had went to another state. For some reason, they were getting rid of... Because it wasn't just the ATM. It's like a brick and mortar, like, contraption with a big,
like an
almost,
awning?
Almost like an awning on it. So it's like, it's a pretty big construction.
Yeah.
And so, they told us a story. I looked it up. I was like, wow. So we took the picture... And then I decided to try to get the people involved. And I was like, look, if anybody can find the location of this ATM where we took our album art cover picture, I was giving out some type of prize, man. I think it was some money. And then, of course, like a merch bundle or something that.
Doubt.
So,
good idea.
But yeah.
So did someone actually figure it out?
No. I don't think anybody wanted to, you know, drive to Aaron, Tennessee.
Wow.
I guess we don't have any fans way out there in the country like that, but
interesting.
Oh, man. Wow.
You kind of got me wanting to check it out now. That's pretty wild. How long ago was it that this CNN story covered it?
I want to say like maybe like 3 to 4 years prior.
Wow. And when's the last time you were out there?
Maybe a couple years, because we go to Waverly, you know, I go to Waverly like 2 or 3 times a year for the graffiti paint events.
Yep.
And Aaron's like right next door to Waverly.
Yeah. I've still you've told me about that, you've invited me. I still haven't got a chance to make it yet, but definitely on the list. I wanna check that out because, you know, that art form was a foundation for hip hop. And I enjoy, you know, watching people create that artwork. It's dope.
And now you got breakdancing in the Olympics.
Yeah, I know, right? How about that, man? Like, who would have ever thought that you'd see something like that in the Olympics, you know? And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we got some time for some more. One, maybe two. We'll see. Probably just one. So I got Capital Gains loaded up and ready to go. So let's roll with that one. And, you know, let us know a little bit about Capital Gains.
Yeah, this is another ill conception from the mind of Strict 9. But, you know, we're basically just talking about capitalism. I believe there's an intro at the very beginning where this lady, she speaks on it and tells you exactly what capital gains is. You know, but we're basically talking about the ills of capitalism.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get into it. This is Raw Proof, Strict 9, Defter with Capital Gains.
I'm just a blue collar worker pulling white collar crimes. This time is tough like the bloody Harlan County in KY. Playing obsolescence is chess, not checkers. I'm a market maven, you won't catch me shopping reckless. Investments and assets, last debt paid in full, but I ain't heard of solar play no one like a tool. Instead of mixing school with religion, we need to mix business ethics with religion.
No politician.
Race, color, and creed, it doesn't matter. Greed is the sin that left my father shattered. Self-made billionaire, depressed and addicted. That balance between heart and mind, that's the sickness. I can't relive this, I can't walk in the footprints, but I know my potential is full of independence. That's why things should be used and people should be cherished. And the CEO of your company is embarrassed. No merit, puppet on the string or a carrot. Don't care where you came from, but know how much you inherit. Song and dance, the foods that you eat. Health is wealth, better find something better to believe in. Vultures are stalking your culture this evening. Demons will darken the days that you're dreaming of. The best math won't let you break even. Plus the IRS caught wind of what you're scheming up.
Democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game.
For what?
Capital gains. Democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game. Capital gains, democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game.
For what?
Capital gains, democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game.
For what?
Capital gains. I'm like Che Guevara, no bling on. Maneuver through the jungle like King Kong. The guillotine dropping, the queen gone. Real hip hop, no sing song. Legendary Ho Chi Minh, my name Ray Gong. Thomas Sankara, salute the African martyr. We live with squalor, investors play with the dollar. Roaches and rats with a live. While they sniff coke off old desks, playing derivatives. 2008 reflected 1929. It's 1984 and our minds 187 time. Before the next bubble pop on a hood house. But Carson, that nigga sold out. He should be thrown out. On his ear, let's make something clear. Get off backs or get sacked like a buccaneer. My bitch y'all on a funky banger. Cause it's plenty anger. Even Christ fought the money changers. Y'all want the mark on your palm and your forehead. I'm down with Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. We gotta tax the rich at 70%. And if the roof ain't fixed, we ain't paying the rent. That's democratic, socialist economics. Corrupt administration now singing like the Delphonics. With prison sentences, wrist tap and pittances. Snipers at the roof, scoping at all interests. To a sale with drug paraphernalia. The jewel is to watch the news from Venezuela. I'm here to tell ya, you ain't gotta follow me. Just acknowledge me when they seize the oil property.
Democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game.
For what?
Capital gains.
What?
Democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game.
For what?
Capital gains.
What?
Democracy and change, that's the aim when you play the game.
For what?
Capital gains.
Welcome back into the Fringe Radio Show. We got Raw Proof in the house tonight, and we're up against the clock. That's just about going to wrap up the show. Quickly want to shout out Radio Free Nashville. Shout out the Nashville Fringe Festival for, you know, letting us do what we do right here. Shout out to Raw Proof for being on the show, man. It was a pleasure having you back. I look forward to doing this again sometime.
My pleasure. Yo, check me out on Twitter X at The Real Raw Proof. And then, of course, the Going In Show, No G on Going on YouTube. And we'll be dropping another album soon enough called Inner Power.
No doubt.
Check that out. My name is ET. Check me out at etgotsoul.com. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another show for you guys. Aldea be in next week. Till then, we're signing off. This is ET. Make sure you be yourself and nobody else. And we'll see you next time right here on the Fringe Radio Show.